You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's start with the markets. The GIFT Nifty recorded a 0.20% gain during Thursday's early trading session with a value of 19,845, indicating a positive opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex. Benchmark indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex ended in the green. The Nifty 50 rose 50 points to close at 19,778.3. On the other hand, Sensex added 350 points to end at 66,707.2. The stocks to keep an eye on today are Mahindra & Mahindra, RBL Bank, Axis Bank, Reliance Industries, RVNL, Cipla, TCPL, Nestle India, Bajaj Finserv, Nestle India, Axlea Solutions, Indian Bank and Laurus Labs. Up next, India's biggest airline IndiGo has said that it is working closely with engine supplier Pratt & Whitney to assess and minimize any potential impact to its fleet. P&W has warned that more than 1,000 engines must be removed from Airbus planes and checked for cracks. P&W parent company said that a rare condition in powdered metal meant that 1,200 of more than 3,000 engines powering the Airbus A320neo aircraft between 2015 and 2021 might have to be removed from the planes for inspection. It was not immediately known how many of such planes of IndiGo could be impacted because of this call, but estimates suggest that the airline has around 188 A320 type in its fleet, of which around 27 are grounded. Moving on, the newly minted Jio Financial Services and the world's largest asset manager BlackRock announced on Wednesday that they will form a joint venture to launch an asset management company, Jio BlackRock. This will be BlackRock's second innings in India's mutual fund industry. Jio BlackRock's will be a 50-50 joint venture, and both entities are targeting an initial investment of $150 million each for the joint venture. BlackRock, the world's largest asset management player, had an assets under management of $9.42 trillion as of June 30, 2023. Jio BlackRock will launch operations after receipt of the necessary regulatory and statutory approvals. In other developments, the value of new business for private sector life insurers in the first quarter of FY24 seems to be in the slow lane. For example, SBI Life Insurance and ICICI Prudential Life Insurance witnessed a fall of 1% and 7% respectively in their value of new business in the first quarter of FY24 on a year-on-year basis. While HDFC Life Insurance reported a growth of 18%, the percentage increase on a year-on-year basis was lower than Q1 FY23 at 25%. In addition, for the life insurance major, the VNB margin in the first quarter was lower than the company's full-year guidance as well. The numbers are significantly lower than the trend seen the last 5 years. Meanwhile, according to PNB Housing Finance MD and CEO Girish Kowski, the growth potential of the affordable housing segment is significant as the demand for such houses remains robust. Kowski is optimistic even as affordable houses comprise a mere 20% of total housing units sold in the top 7 Indian cities during the first half of 2023. This was against 31% in January-June of 2022. The housing financier has set up 88 affordable housing branches as on June 30th and plans to increase this to 100 in a couple of quarters. Disbursements in the affordable housing segment rose 66% year-on-year in April-June, albeit on a low base. Overall, disbursements rose 7% year-on-year to Rs. 3,686 crore. In other news, a new study has revealed that the cancer mortality trend in India has decreased by 0.19% annually among men, but increased by 0.25% among women. This revelation comes amidst an analysis of mortality trends of 23 major cancers in the Indian population, which killed 12.85 million Indians between 2000 and 2019. According to the study, increasing mortality trends were seen among cancers of the lung, breast, colorectum, lymphoma, multiple myeloma, gallbladder, pancreas, kidney, and mesothelioma between 2000 and 2019. The highest annual increase in mortality was observed in pancreatic cancer among both sexes at 2.7%. However, the stomach, esophagus, leukemia, larynx, and melanoma cancers showed a declining cancer mortality trend irrespective of sex. Lastly, a new report by consultancy firm ADL stated that a transformation is underway in the global space sector from government-led programs to a fast-growing presence of the private sector. The ADL report further notes that India too reflects this transformation, and with the right initiatives, it could go from being an $8 billion space economy to a $100 billion one by 2040. The Indian space market is growing at 4.3% CAGR at present, outpacing the global average of 2.2%. With this current growth trajectory, India's space economy could reach $40 billion by 2040. However, the report argues that India could target a much higher rate of growth for its space industry and potentially hit $100 billion. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.